Today's Tanya for the 9th of Adar is at the beginning of chapter 29, Perek Chav Tes, on page 374. Beginning in Perek Chav Vav, beginning in chapter 26, the Alter Rebbe offered advice on how to free the heart and mind of sadness, a problem that the Beinoni runs into, and that is that he feels a sadness either coming from worldly physical problems or from spiritual problems, either sins or unholy thoughts or distractions and so on. Here in Perek Chav Tes, in chapter 29, the Alter Rebbe approaches another problem that a Beinoni might run into, and this is the problem of smugness, of complacency. Another thing for which we need to find a solution. Advice in the Beinoni, that a problem that the Beinoni might run into, that occasionally and frequently, yesh lahem timtum halev, they have this condition called timtum halev, a dullness of the heart is plugged up, shenase ke'evan, where the heart becomes like a stone, and he can't find any way to open up the heart to the service of the heart, which is davening. In other words, he is a Beinoni, and his resolve and determination to serve God consistently and without exception is still strong and effective. He does the mitzvahs and he avoids sin, but the complacency or this dullness of the heart leaves him without the energy without the ability to inspire himself and to arouse himself in davening. The gamle pa'amim, and also at times, if this dullness or this complacency gets heavier, he doesn't have the energy to fight against the Yetzer Hara and sanctify himself in what is permissible, because of the heaviness of his heart. So this is the advice that is given in the Zohar, the Omar Rav Mesifta b'Gan Eden, the Dean, the Rosh Yeshiva in Gan Eden taught, oh, the Leisalik Beino Hezo, a beam, a log that doesn't catch fire, Mivachin Lei, has to be splintered. Gufa Dele Salag Beinahira de Nishmaso, and a body that doesn't catch fire from the Nishama, Mivachin Lei, has to be splintered. Pirush, what does it mean, Hira de Nishmaso? What does it mean that a body which doesn't catch light, doesn't catch fire from the soul? What is this, the fire of the soul? She'ed ha'neshama v'ha'seichol, the light of the neshama and the seichol, eine meyer kol kach limshel al chumri yishebeguf. The influence, the feelings of the godly soul and of intelligence of seichol are not clear enough or strong enough to penetrate the heart, and that's because of the coarseness of the body, and therefore, although he contemplates and understands the greatness of God, it doesn't settle into and is not absorbed into the mind sufficiently to be able to control or influence the coarseness of the heart. Because of the coarseness and crassness. The coarseness and the crassness of the mind and the heart, the complacency and the smugness that he feels in his mind and in his heart, prevent him from becoming inspired to be able to take that extra step, to go that extra mile and refuse to indulge in what is permissible and rouse the heart in the davening. And although the Beinoni never has a problem with his mind, only with his heart, the mind is always in the Beinoni's control. So here the Alter Rebbe is including the Rosha, who doesn't always have control of his mind, in the explanation of the Zehar statement that even the Rosha can inspire himself following the same advice by splintering the body and making it more sensitive to the neshama. And just like a log doesn't catch fire because it is too thick, too dense, too much of itself, too much into itself, in the same way the body or the animal soul or the heart that doesn't catch fire from the neshama is because it is complacent and thick with itself, and therefore the solution in both cases is to break it down into smaller pieces, making it more edel, making it more responsive, and then it will catch fire from the neshama. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 9th of Adar, the Rebbe writes, as mengeten gas, umentracht mishnayis, tanya, when a person walks on the street and he's thinking words of Mishnah or Tanya, umezitzt in krom, in stor, mitachumish, atilim, is itzt, idos tayerer, wie in der Zeit, wenn in gas, in street, I given lichtig be'er teira. Today, this is more precious, reading the chumash in the store, or saying words of, thinking words of Mishnayis and Tanya in the street, it is more precious today than when the streets were light and bright with the light of Torah. Metarnish gaining gas, a labor ikona. You're not allowed to go in the street with an empty heart, with a vacant heart. Mendaf hobn Torah, mitvas to gaining gas. A person has to have some Torah memorized, available, with which to go in the streets, to walk in the streets.